broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast. Well, we're back for another edition of the program. 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great recordings. With me this morning to bring it to you this morning is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, folks. Good to be here with you all once again. Hopefully everybody has had a nice week. We're back with another great show. So what are we going to start with?
Going back to early Avram Fried. This recorded back in 1982, right, as he began to become very popular. This was from his second album. This actually from the morning davening. Emesata Rishon was talking about that Hashem is the first and he is the last. Here's Avram Fried from all back in 1982.
Yeah.
Recorded back in 1982 there, Avram Fried, who's getting it done to this very day, and Emes Atah Rishon, that Hashem is first and he is the last, and that from the Daily Davening, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, more Hasidic music. Here's the Kol Salonika Group, very nice album from 1987. This actually lines from the book of Psalms, Ki Bochar Hashem B'tzion, for Hashem has chosen Zion. Here's a very nice selection of it by Kol Salonika. Recorded back in 1987 there, the very nice sound there of Kol Salonika, who made a ton of recordings back in the 1980s and 1990s, and Ki Bochar Hashem B'tzion, for the Lord has chosen Zion. Well, let's continue now with a selection of the beautiful music of Israel. This brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Give him a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. For Israeli accents, the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware and Judaica. I've been getting it done for many long decades here in the Washington area, so check them out. You'll be glad you did. Here a selection from the 1974 Israel Song Festival by the Brothers and the Sisters, and this called Ahava Rishona, The First Love.
Kochavi ba bechol neged Umerachok kol kach tana Ad shuv nishkefet li mineged Merachok ahavati Harishonah השלג על שפתיים גם אתה דמעת הכל
from the 1974 Israel Song Festival, the Brothers and the Sisters, and Ahava Rishana, the First Love. And people love that music, Ben, from the 70s in Israel. You remember back in those days, of course, Ben wasn't around then, but the market, the Jewish marketplaces where people bought their Jewish music, usually the Jewish bookstore and right. wherever you were, was just flooded with all this music from Israel, and it helped really to so popularize it, you know, in the United States and I guess in other countries around the world. And people who really didn't understand a lot of the Israeli Hebrew, but you know, like your grandfather, may he rest in peace, you know, if it was Jewish and it came from Israel, then he bought it, and that was how it went, and that's how these things got spread around. But great music from the 70s. People really, really enjoyed here on the Israeli feature of the program. And hope that you enjoyed it. Now, another thing that people enjoy, here's Ben with his first selection on this morning's program.
Well, here is a nice one. Now, we had the Meshav band last week. Thought we'd bring them back for another one where they take one of the things that people like to sing in shul during services and put the actual arrangement. Here they are with what has become known as the traditional melody for Yedid Nefesh.
Yedid nefesh, avarachaman, meshoch avdecha, el retzonecha, yarutz avdecha, kemo rayan, yishtachave, el mul adarecha. Yeah.
And there you had it. The Moshav Band in that one with the I guess you could say that is the more authentic way that you would do Yadid Nefesh. You see, it makes more sense when you have the instruments and you have the multiple singers and all of that.
Absolutely.
So they always are doing great stuff with that, the Moshav Band. Nice.
Yeah, that goes back, and I think that bridges even Ashkenazim and Sephardim. I think that may be what they call in the trade a Sinai tune, that it's just from so far back that we say it came from Sinai. You know, it's just... It's that far back. But I was sitting there listening to it thinking what I usually think. Boy, the week really flew by, didn't it? You know.
Yeah.
But no, it was very, very nice at that, Ben. It's great. Thanks for bringing that one our way. Well, let's continue now with the 78 groove. And this week, we're going to look in on one of Jewish comedy's great characters, and that is a character by the name of Cockeyed Jenny. And Cockeyed Jenny was one of these comedy characters, a girl who made, shall we say, some questionable decisions in her life and had a lot of tsuris on account of it. And like I say, along with Yenta Telebenda and some of these other people had enjoyed this a great comedy number. It was, in its day, it was considered pretty hot stuff. But today, you know, with most anything goes, I guess we could just say it was considered naughty back in the day. But the Barton Brothers recorded this back in 1949, part of a series of a 78s and albums that they cut for the Apollo Company in New York. And when I first started on the radio back in 1980, there was a gospel program that was on before me called The Old Ship of Zion with a very nice black gentleman named Walter Kennedy, who was in charge of it. And he had told me that he worked for Apollo Records in New York and that it was the Barton Brothers who rescued that company from the depths of bankruptcy. So there you have it. So let's go back now and look in on one of Jewish comedy's great stock characters. Here are the Barton Brothers with the story of Cockeyed Jenny.
Mul geheye fun khayem yoyne Siz ne hish du a sach a zoyne Er geht zu tabnen jeden Shabbos in Schil Und dort singt er mit a sage viel A kakai Jenny, sie is ma mädel Ich geze tarim in a dreidel Ihre Fieslech und ihre Socken I tell you people, it's no use talking Kakai Jenny, a voile moi hat sich dort verkannt mit Jenny Pessel. Sie wohin dürfen in schwuligen Gessel. Sie gehen im Parage spazier und dort hat er umgefangen spielen mit dir. Oi, Kaka Jenny, sie ist so schön. Sie ist süß wie ein Battelchen. Sie schwer als ein Backen, sie gefinden, das bin in uns Herd nicht dort zu rennen. Jenny Kaka, sie ist so schön. Jenny's Tate Er hat gemacht ein Chaim Joine a Schmatte Er ist umgekommen neu a bissl zu spät Chaim Joine ist in Dorten gelegen zu spät Der Kakai Jenny Sie ist mein Beut Fahre Bride Rapp ich dem Freud Bevor ich leg mir schlucken Und bin mir aus dem Sud Und nehm ich mir a Wanne Also hab ich sie im Boot Der Kakai Jenny Sie ist mein Beut Das ist gewesen, ein schöner Lefeier. Es ist dort gewesen, sein zweiter war Freie. Sie haben gewinkt und sie haben geklopft. Verwusst einen See, als wenn Jenny flucht. Doch Kakai Jenny, sie ist so fein. Kakai Jenny, hat schon hat a good time. Ich hab dir gegeben, meine Brüche. Wo's will ich jetzt erzählen, wie mich brüche. Jenny Kakai, sie ist so fein. To, but you let him, now you're no miss, you're just a madam, Cockeyed Jenny, good luck to you.
And they recorded back in 1949 for Apollo in New York, the Barton Brothers, and one of Jewish comedy's great characters, Cockeyed Jenny, who they said was Zizvia Bartelchrein, she's as sweet as a bottle of horseradish. So there you have it. And like I say, you know, these were considered, you know, naughty back in the day, of course, you know, in 2022, you know, people are like, what's the problem? And like the father said, I gave her my blessing. Now what do I tell the family? So that's the way it was back in the day. So the great Barton Brothers and one of their great Apollo recordings of Cockeyed Jenny. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's continue now. More Hasidic music, this in Yiddish by Rabbi Yirmiyahu Daman, who with the Babaver and Vizhnitzer Hasidim wrote tons and tons of compositions, which have been recorded in a series of albums throughout the years. Here he takes the microphone himself and a song called Simcha, talking about how Jews should always be besimcha, they should always be happy.
Simcha da fritz da ha Feile chiet und maha Farayit wuz den fehet Fin alle felke roz gewehet Udi aizike teure ne schumme te heure Du sot no rayit Oi mit zves rabbe zayon te fashabbe Ziz da freide vetter schmid Oi ja hase fakriit den wehige ziyit Chivet in keno den bashefers kind Kind jok kipper, alles noch kipper, rein fin jeden Sinn. Oi, feile Frieden, sahat zufrieden, besimche sam im Mies. Fin alle Beulen, kemme Beulen, freile verne jit. Oi, ja, zes verleuget, zi wussin, zi wett, oi, geht. Oi, ein aschrine Scheule, oi, eile mit der Simmeche, weile. Der einzige Harry, gesucht, in de grach no da de simche na 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 Bamba Shem is geschehen, alle wunden ich gesehen. Der Bamba Shem hat gewahrt, sich verspart, gewähn in ganz diese Stelle. Wir beten bekamunen, der Kaddisch alle wunden, verwurret mir ist nicht schwer. Obe der Chassidim, der Gräuze Tamidim, arot mit der Rinke, der Wurfen in der Dach. Mit feilichen Gesangen, arot gegangen, mit dem Bamba Shem in der Tanz. Mit die ganze Keue, die ganze Mäue, mit Zimche der Räuben. Der Barschem geht der King, der Löwune ist der Ring, der Barschöpfer geht in Räuben. Wie der Haie sucht, ich hab mir geflogen, gewähne, mein Seire sei ja schwer. Oh, hab er mit Zimche, hier seht er am Imche, Enkel Zimche hat aufgeht ihm mehr.
Besimche, 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 bes
originally recorded back in 1995. Great selection there from the from Rabbi Yirmiyahu Dauman, who is Vizhnitzer Hasidim, and has composed literally hundreds of different Negunim. He says there, Ben, Ayid of Zan Freilich, not Freilich, but Freilich, from their neck of the woods, which is the neck of the woods where the shores come from. So we understand that dialect very, very properly. And also he says, Ayid of Zan Sefriden, that you should be satisfied, you should be happy with everything. It's a great way to be. So hope very much that you enjoyed it. Like I say, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Dauman, a major composer and a singer of Hasidic music back in the 1980s and 90s, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one coming up for us right now, so let's go to that.
Okay, well, here is another great original composition. Here's Eitan Katz with Esh Eschayil.
Shalom, yechzor. da 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 da. Via onisa kubula ya tonisa kubula ya tonisa.
And there you had it, Eitan Katz, and that one,
nice.
Yeah, he's kind of picked up part of the mantle of the Hasidic Jews who sing that folk rock style music.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, definitely. And that one, a nice version of Eish HaSchayil.
All right, very nice. Well, let's continue now with the first Hayef Cantoral. So this was triggered by something that I actually found on the internet. There's a organization called the Milken Archive of Jewish Music. So, of course, this piqued my interest immediately. And I went through it and looked, and they had a lot of different audio pieces, video clips. And one of the video clips was an interview that was done back in 1998 with, at the time, the three surviving daughters of the late cantor Samuel Mlosky. The three out of the four of the sisters were still alive. And they were interviewed by our good friend Barry Sirota, may he rest in peace, who did so much to further the reissue of Jewish music, and also cantor Daniel Gildar, who passed away recently. And the two of them interviewed the three sisters, and they told some very fascinating and wonderful stories. And Sister Goldele, who we're going to hear in a minute, had already passed away a few years earlier. I don't know if in 2022 any of them are still alive. I hope they are, but the last sighting that we have is this interview from 1998. And, of course, in the 1940s and 50s, when they performed as a choir together with their father, and they were not able to sing, in, of course, in the Orthodox shuls, and even in the conservative shuls in those days, they didn't really allow it. So their basic venues were the hotels and the Catskills, the concert stages all across the country. Here's something really cool, Ben, that I didn't know. In 1951, the year that the recording we're going to listen to was made, they embarked on a tour of Israel. Now, of course, Israel was just a couple of years old at the time. And in that tour, they raised, at the time, $187,000 in fees that they were paid because of their, you know, their very star status. They left Israel without 10 cents. They left all that money in Israel and left it for the new state. They gave it all back to the government and told them to take it and spend it as they see fit to help the fellow Jews. So how cool is that?
Very cool.
And like I say, they performed into the 1960s, and then they basically retired. Cantor Mlosky himself passed away back in 1984. And like I say, I don't know if any of them are still alive. I hope that they are. Anyway, two of the sisters, Goldele and Gittele, when they weren't making liturgical recordings with their father, became the Marlin Sisters. And they performed with everybody from Frank Sinatra to Eddie Fisher on down. They made tons and tons of recordings. But in this particular recording done for RCA Victor back in 1951, Goldele, who had the most voice like her father, that real chazonische stimme, as they call it, like that real cantorial voice, sings the Avarachamim recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark for reading. A very, very nice and rare recording done for RCA Victor back in 1951. Here's the late Goldele Mlosky. Yatsil
not shy saying no me me na shy sorrow
oi may ya
recorded back in 1951 for RCA Victor. There, the late Golda Malofsky, one of the six children of the great Chazan Samuel Malofsky. She taken the lead on that one, and Alvarachamim recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark for reading. And very, very rare recording there. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and she was fabulous, Golda. And you can see there is a short film that they made back in 1950. They sing four selections in the film. And you can see her, you know, in singing, and it's available, widely, easily found on YouTube. So check it out. She really was something, Golda. She passed away back in 1995. And like I say, I don't know if any of the other ones are still alive. I tried to find it, Googled it, and look it up on the internet, but I couldn't find anything. So I hope they are in any event. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. More Israeli music. So here is a nice song by Yonatan Rizal, who we featured last week. Figured we would do another one by him. Here is Doror Yikra.
ואין זוכן כמו ועבת נעים שמכן ולא יושבת שבוב נוחו ביום שבת לראש נביא ואולמי ועוד ישעשה עמי נטס הורק בתוך קרמי ששבת בנעמי דרור יקרא לבן אימת ואין זוכר כמו ועבד נעים שימחר ולא יושבת שבונו ביום שבת דרור בתוך בוצרה וגם בבל אשר גברה נטוץ צרי באברה שמה קולי ביום נקר אלוקים תן במדבר הר הדס שיטה בראש תדהר ולמזהיר ולנזהר שלא ממתן כמי נהר דרור יקרא לבן אימת ואין זוכן כמו ועבד נעים שירחן ולא יושבת שגורלוכו ביום שבת לרור יקרא לבן אימבת ואין זוכן כמו ועבד נעים שירחן ולא יושבת שגורלוכו ביום שבת נה 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 נה
Very nice at that. Yeah, definitely, like you said, definitely getting it done for sure. Well, let's continue now. I guess we'll get into the comedy time now, and here is Schlock Rock. This is a spoof of the Mamas and Papas great, great hit, California Dreamin', and this called My Bekisha Needs Cleaning. Of course, Bekisha is this Hasidic kind of long jacket that Hasidim wear, especially on Shabbos and Yontif. And it popped into my head because of all the Mamas and Papas songs. This one's been spoofed more than any in the Jewish vein and made me think about, of course, the late, great Mama Cass, born Ellen Naomi Cohen here in the Washington area, although she grew up part of the time in Baltimore. But she left from here and achieved great heights and then unfortunately passed away at such an untimely early age. So let's remember now the great music of the Mamas and the Papas and Schlock Rock's 1997 spoof of California Dreamin', this one called My Bekisha Needs Cleaning. Recorded back in 1997 there, of course, the great Schlock Rock and a spoof of the Mamas and Papas' famous hit, California Dreamin', the great bell-like alto of the late, great Mama Cass, born Ellen Naomi Cohen, born here in the Washington area. And she always said that her parents said, you know, what is going to be with you, which is what parents always tell their children. And she said, give me 5 years to become famous, and if I don't become famous, then I'll go to medical school. Well, she did it. She became famous within the 5 years, and medical school lost out, and the world gained a great talent. It's just a shame that she passed away so young. Unfortunately, she was, you know, had a lot of health issues, and her heart just gave out, and it just was a shame. Well, in any event, let's continue now. More comedy before the mid-break. Here's the late, great Mickey Katz. We haven't played him in a few weeks. And this is a spoof of the old Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer hit, That Old Black Magic. And this is called That Old Black Schmitchik. Now, Schmitchik in Yiddish can mean a few things. It can mean like a big, long stick, or it can mean like the bow that you play a violin with. Any kind of long thing. Even they used to call a baseball bat something they would call it a schmitchik. So there you have it. So here's Mickey Katz and That Old Black Schmitchik.
Oh, that old black schmitchik has me in its spell. Dat old black smirchig dat you strik so well. Dos kalte lapis hat me done mein spine. The same old has arrived when your eyes meet mine. The same old brachtje that I feel inside. And then der elevator get me a ride. And down er geht, schwindelt in Cowboy Bay. To tell you the truth, me can breath. I could stay away, but was can ich tun? I hear you nummen, geht er raus in die Schumme. Es brennt bei mir a hellische fire. And only your kiss, kiss, kiss can satisfy my air. Are you the lover was es mir gefällt? I'm ready, bubble, but tell me, of who is the girl? When every time you lips meet mine, darling, down and down it gave who hug it all today. I'd say we are fair, meet in Copenhagen, until that whole black smith she called out. My pimples are goose. I say it's no use. You're the ball of goose. But I get a schnide just like a messer when you open up that great big fresher. Oh, I'm a shigger for you. It's Gator is the gal. You're such a doll. I be star Yiska doll. And every time I hop a tap, darling, down and down it gay. Oh boy, hurrah, I say, I say we are fair. Mit dem Kopfbrett under that old black schmitschy collar. I say we're fair. Mit dem Kopfbrett under that old black schmitschy collar.
They recorded back in 1958 for Capitol out in Hollywood, the great late Mickey Katz and that old black schmitchik, a spoof of the song That Old Black Magic, one of the great lines of Jewish comedy, that she's a real doll, a Yiska doll. And that's one of those lines, Ben, that you hear a thousand times and you laugh every single time you hear it, because it's just a great, great play on words. What can I say? Well, we'll squeeze in one more before the mid-break. Here's the Amudah Sheish Boys Choir from back in 1988. From actually the Kiddush Levana, the blessing of the moon, Simon Tov and Mazel Tov, it should be for a good sign and a good fortune.
A
Recorded back in 1988, they're the fabulous Mudai Sheish Boys Choir, very, very popular back there in the late 80s and early 90s, and Simintov from the Kiddush Levana service, The Blessing of the New Moon. Well, we'll be right back after we step aside for the mid-break. Stay tuned, we're coming back with the second portion of this morning's program.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
Continue now with this morning's second portion of the program. Here is the late cantor David Verdiger, the father of Mordechai ben David, and this is something that appears only in the Nusach Svard and all the Hasidish davening on a weekday. It comes during the Ketores, the incense that's added into the end of the davening. Ata Seser Li, that Hashem has rescued me from distress, and this is a very nice version of it by cantor David Verdiger. And it recorded back in 1977.
Thank you. sei se nu ai mi zati zeni ai rune pale trone pale sei ben ben sei ben ben sei lo se lo rune pale trone pale sei ben ben sei ben ben sei lo apo apo sei se nu ai mi zati zeni ai rune
recorded back in 1977. There, very nice selection there by the late cantor David Verdiger for Atta Seserli from the Daily Morning Service, at least in the Nusach Svard and Hasidic department. Hope very much enjoyed it. He released a lot of albums back in the day, and Mordechai Ben David started to help him when he was a child and then a teenager, and then, of course, went out on his own later on. And Cantor Verdiger continued to make recordings for many years after that, passed away just a few years ago, well into his 90s, a survivor of the Holocaust who came to America and started a whole new life and a whole new career. Very, very fabulous artist. Hope very much enjoyed it. Well, now Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a nice one by the group Lev Tahor. This is a different composition. I've heard this one before, too, different from the famous Shweki version of Im Eshkachech.
Im Yerushalayim Hoy Tishkach Yemini Tidbak Lishoyni Lichi Yeah.
Version of Im Eshkachach.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Definitely.
Those guys have been getting it done for a long time now. Yeah, very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is Yossi Rosenblum, recorded back in 1993, and a very nice selection for Mahaira from the Wedding Blessings.
Thank you.
neshama diyar yehuda oh bechutzais yerushalayim oh meheira neshama diyar yehuda oh bechutzais yerushalayim kasas וכל שמחו, כל חוסון וכל כחלו. כל ששון וכל שמחו, כל חוסון וכל כחלו. כל ששון וכל שמחו, כל חוסון וכל כחלו. כל ששון וכל שמחו, כל חוסון וכל כחלו. Shoma,
hey, you
shoma, the yore Yehuda, oh, bechutzais, Yerushalayim, oh, mehira Yishoma, the yore Yehuda, oh, bechutzais, Yerushalayim, kasasim. Kohosun ve koil kahlo, kohosun ve koil kahlo, kohosun ve koil kahlo,
they recorded back in 1993 there. Yossi Rosenblum and Mahira from the Wedding Blessings, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here is something in Yiddish by the late, great Theodor Bekel, an internationally renowned star of all types of media, of television, motion pictures, and all kinds of different things. Many, many recordings in many different languages. And this from an album that came out back in 1971, today a rarity. This was called Silent No More, when the struggle for the freedom of Soviet Jewry was just really starting to take steam. And this is a song actually in Yiddish called Am Yisrael Chai, The People of Israel Live, talking about the desire for freedom and the struggle and the hope that the enemies of the Jewish people would perish and they would be, like they say in Yiddish, in Dreherein, that they should all go under and be destroyed. So as you'll hear at the beginning, they actually had smuggled out some tapes from the Soviet Union. You got to remember, people were taking their life in their hands.
Yeah.
But taking these tapes out of the Soviet Union. And you'll hear one of the clip of one of the tapes and then the actual song itself. So here from the very beginning of the struggle for Soviet Jewry, here the late Theodor Bekel and Am Yisrael Chai.
In all the songs we write, there's only one theme. The soul, you see, the soul wants to be free. It begs freedom for all the Jews. And when our brothers, Jews in other lands, will listen to these songs, they will understand, I hope, that even under terrible conditions, all the Jews want only one thing: to unite with their own with their brothers, their sisters, their Tel Aviv aunties. That is all.
Zelochis, alle sonim, lomir frank und frei. Lomir singen mit Kavone unser little Chai. Chai, Chai, sonst gehen in Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freila soll bei Iden sein. Auf Zelochis, alle sonim, am Yisroel, Chai, Chai. Hi, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Hi, hi, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Zeloch es alle Sonim, am Yisroel, hi. Unser schöner weißer Stern scheint uns wunderfrei. Soll man wissen, soll man hören, wie wir singen. Hi, hi, hi. Soll sie gehen in Dreda rein, hi, hi, Freilach soll bei Iden sein, auf Zeloch es alle Sonim, am Yisroel, hi, 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 soll sie gehen in Dreda rein, hi, hi, Freilach soll bei Iden sein, auf Zeloch es alle Sonim, am Yisroel, hi. Als mir wollen überleben, als ist doch gedei. Und kein Erz, wo mir streben, kommen sei wie sei. Hi, hi, sollen sie gehen Dreda rein. Hi, hi, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Abzupicken, wenn die Fonies am Yisroel. Hi, hi. Hi, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Hi, hi, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Abzupicken, wenn die Fonies am Yisroel. Hi.
They recorded back in 1971, a real collector's item from the very beginning of the struggle for Soviet Jewry that really kind of took off after the Six-Day War and then really gained steam throughout the 1970s and 80s, and a song called Am Yisroel Chai, of course, in Yiddish. And at that point in time, there were still a lot of older Soviet Jews who could still speak Yiddish who had remembered before it was all stamped out. And it was a struggle, but it was a success. In the end, it was a success, and many millions were able to leave there. One of Carl Bach's most famous albums was called 6 Million in Heaven and 3 Million in Hell. So there you have it. So nice to share the very rare collector's item, the struggle for the freedom of Soviet Jewry, something to remember from time to time here on the program. Well, now Ben's got another one for us, so let's take a listen to that right now.
Okay, well, here is a nice one. This by a group called Zusha, and this is a song called Tzion.
Tzion to my lay. Tzion temale, Ivane Amikdash, Ivane Amikdash. Tzion temale, Tzion temale, Visham nashish chadash uvenananale. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yibane HaMikdash
Zion temale, Zion temale, v'sham nashir shir chadash u'venananale.
And there you had it, that one. A nice song by the group Zusha, and that called Zion.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. Here's a song of inspiration from back in 1981. Jonathan Rimberg, Gershon Vorob, and some of the other boys in a group called Judea, and a song with the musical style of that era called Torah Forever. Here's Judea.
Your children's heart.
They recorded back in 1981 there, the group Judea and the musical style that was prevalent back then, and a nice song of inspiration called Torah Forever, and I very much enjoyed it. More Hasidic music, here the Pirkei Efrat Choir, and Efrat, of course, the city in Israel. This Kihem Chayenu from the Havasolim prayer recited in the daily prayer book, that the commandments of Hashem, that they are our life. Here's the Pirkei Efrat Choir recorded back in 1993.
Yeah.
They recorded back in 1993. They're the Pirchei Choir of Efrat in the Land of Israel. And Kihem Chayenu from the Daily Prayer Book, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one coming up, so here's Ben.
All right, well, before we do that, just wanted to remind everybody about the best way to listen to the program. Of course, that is via your favorite podcasting app. So we are on Apple, on iTunes, we're on Spotify, and of course via the website as well. So it's the best way to listen to the program. Hopefully everybody take advantage of that, where you can like, download, subscribe, you can listen to it as you choose at your leisure, which is, of course, the best way to enjoy the program. Now, hear a nice song by Israeli singer Yishai Ribo. This is a song called Gam Ki Elach.
פחד כי לעולם איני בודד לא אאבד כי לצידי תמיד עומד אל גדול ונורא אשר במוצא פיו ברא עולמות ונשמות ואת ארצו היחידה גם כי ילך בגי צל מוות לבדי לא ירע לא אפחד כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך הם עיניך חמוני ולא אהיה יותר ירא כי שומר עליי קוני קנה מכל מכשול מכל בחינה ראשי ענר כך יקבץ הרע לעזרה ומחילה מאל שומע תפילה אם נבקש ונתעקש תעלה תפילתנו כעולה גם כי ילך בגי צלמה לבדי לא ירע לא אפחד כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך במעיינך חמוני ולא אהיה יותר ירא כי שומר עליי קוני גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לבדי לא ירע לא אפחד כי אתה עמדי
Yishai Ribo, and that a nice version of Gam Ki Elach.
Yes, it was very nice at that. Very, very fine. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral features. So this past Wednesday night and Thursday, I observed the 21st yahrzeit of my dear mother, Rosalind Shore, Aleh Shalom. And if I got my love of Jewish music in general from my father, I think I got my love of cantoral music in specific from my mother, who loved the good chazan and liked nothing more than to go to her shul, Beis Shalom here in Washington, where her grandfather was a founder when it was known as the Voliner Anshei Sfard, and listen to one of the many world-famous chazanim that graced their bima over the decades. And her brother, my uncle, sang in the shul choir, as I did for many, many years, and she enjoyed it all very, very much. And I talk more about her in depth on the Mother's Day program, but suffice it to say that she always enjoyed the singing of the chazan and of the choir, and it was something that she transmitted on down to me. And when it came to all the different chazanim, the gold standard for my mother was the late cantor Shalom Katz, who was the chazan at Beth Shalom from the time in 1947 when he came to America, and he was in the shul for about 10 years and then left to pursue full-time concert and recording work, and passed away back in 1982. And we're going to listen this morning to two recordings of this very fine chazan, who was a survivor of the Holocaust, and actually he was the chief cantor of the town of Chisinev in Bessarabia in Romania, I guess you could say. And he was about to be executed and asked permission to sing a prayer. And as the story goes, the German officer was so moved that he spared him and allowed him to escape. And we had the privilege to be friends with the Katz family for all of my life and even into that of my children. And we remember also with great fondness his wife, Sabina, and his son, Benji, may he rest in peace, who was, we've spoken about him before, was a very, very fine person. Daughter Judy is the only one who survives of the family, so we keep in touch, and it's a friendship of many, many, many decades. Well, back in 1953, for the Westminster Company, Cantor Katz recorded what they called Sabbath in the Synagogue, and it was three albums of all a cappella, chazan, and choir singing so that they could duplicate as much as is humanly possible what an actual regular Orthodox cantor and choir service sounded like. So let's listen to a selection of that particular series first. This L'dor V'dor, the last portion of the Kedusha. Here is Cantor Shalom Katz and the Seymour Silverman's Choir, recorded back in 1953.
Oh, yeah.
They recorded for the Westminster Company back in 1953. The late Cantor Shalom Katz, accompanied by the Seymour Silverman's Choir and Lador Vador from generation to generation. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, no, he was a singular talent for sure. And this was recorded when he was chazan of Beth Shalom here in Washington. And he actually sang at my parents' wedding. And he was, like I say, very dear family friends for the remainder of his life. And I remember my mother telling me that it was in the old shul in Beth Shalom, where shul moved a few times in its history, that you could not get another human being inside the shul. He was that popular that people flocked from all over the city to hear him, and that they would open up the windows and have people be able to stand outside on the lawn and be able to listen. So there you have it. Well, another later selection, very nice one coming up, after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, well, 10 years after that recording that we just heard a couple of minutes ago was made, Cantor Katz released back in 1963 a double album of various selections from various psalms from the Book of Psalms, and the one that we're going to listen to right now is a very nice one. For Psalm 133, Hinei Ma Tovu Manayim Shevasachim Gam Yachad, how goodly and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Here is the late Cantor Shalom Katz, accompanied again by the Seymour Silverman's Choir and an orchestra as well.
fiore dalla lezione. Che tal Hermon fiore dalla lezion. Chi sciomezzi gli vuoi? Chi
recorded back in 1963, the late cantor Shalom Katz and Hine Ma Tov from the Book of Psalms. And those two selections on this week's cantoral feature were presented in memory of my late mother, Rosalind Shore, Aleha Shalom, who passed away 21 years ago and whose yard site was observed this past week. And hope very much you enjoyed those selections. Cantor Katz, by my mother, was the gold standard of all Hazanim. And ever since this program went on the air nearly 40 years ago, I always played that first for her birthday and, of course, now for her yard site, lo these many years. And hope you all enjoyed as well the singular talent of the late Hazan, Shalom Katz. Well, it wraps up the program for this week. Our 2 hours together is done. And this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard, and that you'll make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, sei gesund, and have a great week.
And this is Ben Shore thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. We appreciate the support, and we'll see you next time for another edition of the program. So until then, thanks for listening.
All right, Larry Shore saying be well, sei gesund, hat er gedavach, have a great week. And be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, be well and Zagazint.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.